friends, this is Sarah May, and this is an episode about besties. So I'm interviewing my best friend today, and she's singer, songwriter, actress, beautiful, wonderful, amazing human being, Zoe Deschanel. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Sarah.
So Zoe's been one of my best friends since age 5, and I wanted to interview you today because I think it's something very special to form a bond with someone over that many years, and I really feel like that kind of innate connection that you can't really break is just one in a million. And it's like being family, but kind of better because it's like you don't have to be bonded. Mm-hmm. You just kind of are through, I don't know, a love, a shared love. And so I feel like your parents are my parents. And I feel like you're my sister.
I'm crying a little bit.
Which is really cool. And it feels really different in my life. And I feel like I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it's just... I'm constantly grateful for it because it's like, when does that ever happen? So coincidentally, we're also friends with a lot of our classmates from kindergarten, and that's pretty awesome. Seems like it's an anomaly, especially in LA. Mm-hmm. So here we go. So Zoe, what do you think it takes to be a best friend? Like, what are the most essential qualities?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for that wonderful introduction, and I feel the same way. I cherish your friendship, and I'm so lucky to have somebody like you that I've been friends with for so long. So
really comforting.
What was your question?
What do you think is, like, the most essential quality in a best friend? Because I feel like there are a lot of people you'll meet, and you'll be like, oh, I love this person, I love hanging out with them, but, like, it's not gonna ever be a bestie status thing, you know what I mean?
I think the real sort of, it's one of those things where it's like you can't know if somebody's really your best friend until you've known them for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think the measure of that is you could not see somebody for 6 months, and then when you see each other, you laugh the same way that you did when you were a little kid.
Totally.
That's what I feel like when I see you. I feel like I'm 5.
Oh, me too. I know, that's so true.
Yeah, I have the same sort of it's the same kind of joy that you have as a child.
Totally.
That you have, you know, there's nothing like having a great friend when you see them and you get that joy that, you know, that sort of you can't really compare it with anything else.
Right. Adam kind of described it when we were at dinner. He was like, it's almost like, you know how penguins can hear their other penguin mate, like in a sea of like, like, he was like, whenever you guys talk, you can hear each other, and, like, other people will be talking, and then y'all just be like, yahoo. Like, we have our own secret language, and I'm like, yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah. Like, I know when we were at dinner with Adam and Jacob, there were times when I was like, oh, we're off on some, like bestie tangent. We better bring it back
so that other just
people can understand.
Staring.
But the question you asked was, what does it take to be a bestie? And I think it's loyalty and, you know, being there when somebody needs it.
Totally.
And, you know, I mean, honestly, and I don't think you've ever, like, called me up in the middle of the night and said, like, I need to go to the emergency room. But if you did, I'd be there in a second, you know?
Aw, that makes me want to cheer up. I know. I feel like I think of it that way, especially because it's like, we both know I went through my ugly phase in life. And, like, I feel like being able to go through all of your ups and downs and then still come back to, like, yep, we're still sisters. Like, I think if you were to, like, not that you would ever do this, but if you were to, like, you know, try and kill me or, like, you know, burn my house down, I'd be like, it's okay, we're still friends.
Well, just so you know, I'd never try to burn your house down. But it's funny because there are, you know, it's like, I remember there were times in our lives when we were really different people.
Totally.
We had, like, very different sorts of, but we were still, like, sisters.
Yeah.
Even when I was, like, a nerd and you were a cool person.
Cool. I'm going to use that word because I don't want to replace it with things that are real, but okay. What is your most vivid memory from our play dates?
Oh, my God. I have so many. I have so many. First of all, when we would pretend that the neighbors down the street were kidnappers.
I still sort of think they are.
And we would just, the game was just that we'd wait outside their house. And anytime we'd decide that we heard something, we'd just run away.
We'd scream and then run.
We'd scream and run, and then we'd run back. And we also remember the detail, the story. We really spun quite a
they were dog
quite a yarn
as well.
Yeah, that they had kidnapped your dog Angus.
Yeah. Oh my god. I totally remember that.
Scottish Terrier. Yeah.
Yes.
So
because they had all these dogs, and I was like, they probably stole them, and they probably had my dog.
Poor people were like, why are these like 5 year olds like?
Oh my god! I remember
standing outside our house, watching our house, and then screaming anytime they hear something.
You had such a good scream because I feel like I really did have like rush of fear. Like,
yeah, no.
You probably did it because it was like a high.
Yeah, it was like, kind of like watching a horror movie or something. Only like the lowest stakes horror movie.
Only it was in our heads. What is the most fun you ever had with a bestie? With me or another bestie?
There's no other. I mean, listen.
No pressure.
We're only talking about one bestie here. Most fun. Well, we had so much fun so many times. I mean,
I feel like sleepovers were really fun.
Sleepovers were the best. Were so much fun. You also had like all the toys I wanted.
Really?
Yeah, you had Play-Doh yogurt shop, and I wanted that so bad.
Oh my god. I feel like I fetishized your toys.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I wonder if it was just the grass is always greener on the other side type of thing.
I also like love your mom, and it was always so fun to hang out, and your dad and your little sister. But it was really fun hanging out with your family because I felt like, you know, it's like you felt like my family was your family.
Totally.
I also felt like your family was my family.
I know. I feel like I had that relationship with your mom where she could be like mad at me and I wouldn't be like scared. I would be
right.
Joe. Like she could discipline me. I'd be like, leave me alone.
I remember being at a sleepover at your house where it was a lot of kids and I would just go down and sit on the counter and talk to your mom while she was making food.
And my mommy loves you and she says to give you a big hug, which I will do. If you could make one imaginary game into reality from childhood, what would it be?
Oh, man. One imaginary game. Remember when we had our, our stuffed rabbits get married at some point?
Oh, my God.
That would be so cute. If we had real rabbits that got married.
That was an awesome wedding.
Yeah, I think Claire Carré was there, too.
She had, like, a veil.
Yeah.
Why didn't we have a veil? Oh, from First Communion.
Oh, yes.
I remember it being like a flowing veil.
Yeah,
God, that rabbit looked beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember a lipstick on the bunny fur.
Yeah.
That would be pretty amazing. What do you think we'll be like when we're old ladies?
Oh, man, we're going to be the best old ladies. Really just sexy old ladies.
I know, right?
Just sexy, but also like cooking a lot.
Yeah.
We'll cook so much. That's the thing. Because we both love cooking.
I feel like
we both love food.
Yeah.
And so,
like we'll be funnier.
You can smell the chicken stock that I'm making from this room.
It smells really good.
All the way across the house.
I like that. Fancy old ladies. I think I will dress up every
day. Oh, yeah. Fancy.
Maybe evening gowns in the kitchen.
No elastic waist pants.
Yeah. Heels. Beautiful heels.
I might wear flats. I might wear flats. But
you look good in flats. You're taller. Okay. These are random bestie questions.
I like them.
Quiz questions. What if you were with a bestie and they liked a guy that you liked, what would you do? And in this scenario, you saw him first and he clearly likes you.
Well, I only like one guy. And that's Jacob. And
I know it's kind
me.
Of a pointless question.
But
I'm engaged,
if I were,
so.
If I were,
it's a mood point.
If I were to give somebody advice,
yes,
I would say, you know, if they like the guy, you know, the sacrifice is one of the you do the nice thing and you let the other friend.
Oh, totally.
I think that's the. I think
me too.
That's the,
you know, I'd be like. I don't
if
like
If I
him
were
anymore.
To give advice to somebody else.
Yeah. What would you do if you showed up in the same outfit as a bestie to an event?
I would
say.
Be so excited.
Me too.
If you and I showed up in the same outfit, I'd be like, oh my God, we're
doing. I know. I totally thought
it's
that
It's my
too.
Dream to dress like a
I know.
Well, my parents used to dress my sister and I like, which she did not like, and I thought was the coolest thing ever. I was so excited.
I like, as I wrote that, I envisioned it, and I was like, oh my God, that'd be so cool. Like, yeah. I feel like I'd parade us
if
around.
It would only matter if I didn't like the person that yeah. showed up in the same outfit. It would be totally. Like, but if you showed up in the same outfit, I would be very excited.
Yeah, okay, me too. Yay! What do you think the most important role of a bestie is?
It's hard to say. You know, I think everyone offers different things as, you know, because we're all unique and we all offer different, you know, perspectives. And that's what, you know, that's why it's so special to have your own personal best friend, because you know that someone else might have another best friend and you wouldn't get the same things from them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of like having, you know, it's like kind of like a soulmate, but a friend.
Totally.
You know?
I feel like the thing that all my besties have in common is, like, if I call them and I'm like, I need to bounce something off of you, I know they're going to, like, completely, like, drop everything and then also be completely honest. Like,
yeah.
This is where you are. This is what you need to do.
Yeah, like, honesty is really, totally, yeah, really important.
And in those, like, ugly times, I feel like I can just be, like, the ugliest where I'm, like, a pile of tears. Well, it's like, I
you should be able to
be that way. What? Oh my God, my questions are sort of bad.
Okay.
If you could go on your ideal adventure with the bestie, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Oh man. Well, ideal adventure, maybe like a fun road trip or something.
That would be fun.
Some theme place like Solvang.
Oh, that would be cool.
Or like a Renaissance fair, like something that like your boyfriend probably wouldn't want to do with
you.
Oh,
that's funny. I'm down to go to a Renaissance fair if you want to go. That's a good point, though. Like something that you wouldn't do with a boy.
Yeah, like something that, you know, like, or maybe like some, like an apple picking farm or, you know, something that involves like the stuff that you both like. I mean, I think like we both like cooking. So
yeah.
We probably like to go to a, you know, farm or
yeah, I also
an
like
apple orchard or
antiquing. Or going to like
antique,
what do you call it? Flea markets is fun. Hiking is always fun.
Yeah.
If there was anyone alive or dead that you think you would be, or that you think would be cool to be besties with, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Who do I think would be? It's hard to say. You know, you can't really tell until you get to know somebody.
I know.
It's really about the test of time. You know, it's like we've been friends for almost 30 years.
I'm 22. I don't know what you're
saying. Oh, right. Yeah. Since before, I mean, since we were like negative.
Yeah. Seven.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've been friends for so long.
Oh, my God. You know, it's 30 years.
Almost. Yeah.
That's so.
Almost. Maybe like a year shy.
Nuts.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing.
That's surreal.
Yeah. I mean, how many people have best friends that they've
had
since they're five? I mean, it's pretty rare.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there is no way to like predict what someone was like in an olden time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could have been like the best, most talented designer, like fashion designer, but then they'd probably be not so nice at home or something like that.
Right, you'd never know.
These are. Oh, what did you think we would be like at this age when we were kids? If you were to like travel back in time look into your own brain.
My brain was so weird. I had. I was such a little goody two-shoes, and I really thought, like, I kind of had, like, this weird pioneer girl thing, like, I wanted to be a pioneer, like, I I really liked, like, Laura Ingalls Wilder,
right,
and stuff like that. I think I'm sure I pictured us, like, living on farms with, like, horses and cows and, like making our own, churning our own butter.
Wow. That's funny. I feel like I imagined.
us being really sophisticated. That's my...
I think I
loved Jessica Rabbit.
Oh my God, my mom would be so embarrassed. I would walk around like in a bathing suit with balloons stuffed in my boobs, like as Jessica Rabbit. And you're like, the pioneer.
Yeah, I was like, I got a new Laura Ashley dress.
And I'd be like,
Mary Jane's.
I have this leather jacket and I borrowed this red lipstick. I was like, my dream was to be like the girl in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the girlfriend.
Oh,
Simone.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be her.
She's pretty.
I think I modeled my Island Project character after her.
Oh,
and my mom didn't know what I was wearing that day.
Yeah.
I remember a teacher seeing me in the hallway and being like, Sarah Mae Bates. Because I was like in a mini skirt and like boots and...
I wore like this corduroy Laura Ashley floral like onesie type
thing. I loved
like
those things
all the time. Oh, and finally I remember my mom was like, I think it's time we retire this. And she's like, we can frame it if you want.
I think I had one of those too and I wore it till it like tore
just
in the crotch.
I love like the stupid, like the silly, like floral, curly, like most flowery, girly thing you could find.
If you and I were stuffed animals, who would we be and what would be our story?
Oh, Floppy and Fluffy, of course.
Of course. And I think we were running away to be on Broadway, perhaps.
Yes, right, yes.
Yes. Packed bags.
Rockettes,
that's right. If you could play, this is a trick question. If you could play anyone in the Phantom of the Opera, who would you play?
The answer to that question is nobody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you're really qualified.
Yeah, I think I had enough Phantom of the Opera since our whole class was obsessed with Phantom of the Opera.
Making a comeback. Just saying, you might want to think it over.
All right, I'll think about it.
I might be
casting. I'd be like that blonde, like, the like, support, the best friend of the main character.
I like that idea. Okay, favorite dance move.
Oh, man.
Tough one.
Shuffle off to Buffalo.
I don't know if I
it's
even
a little
know
tap
that
move.
Oh, I have to learn it.
I'll show it to you.
Favorite pair of shoes currently?
You know, I got a pair of old school Vans, like the Spicoli Vans with the checkerboard, and I love them. They're so comfortable.
Oh my God, that makes like it looks 1,000 times cuter on you because you have like very feminine style, and on me, I just look like
a little boy.
No, no, you don't. Sorry.
I always kind of dress. Which is a good thing. It's fine.
It is a good thing.
When we were kids, if you could have traded one thing, what would it be? It could be a personality trait or a physical item. Yeah.
Oh gosh, you are so fastidious and so meticulous when you would make things. They would always be perfect. It would be like you'd make little things and they were always perfect. And I loved making things, but I was a little bit more like, it doesn't exist. but when I made things, they were a little bit more like homemade looking. You always like, everything looked perfect.
Wow. I don't even remember that about myself. That's cool. I like that.
You didn't like anything out of place in your room either. I remember moving something, you'd be like, like I moved like a China figurine and you were like
oh my God, I still do that. Yeah. Or like when people would sit on my bed, I would straighten it when they stood up and they'd be like, I'm gonna sit back down. I'd be like, I know.
Oh my God, you had the best. Okay, that little cubby hole.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. That's we could like climb and we would all sleep
gold
in it. I don't know how many people we'd fit in there. A lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
Three or four people, and you could just put tons of blankets in there, and then you'd be like, if the kidnappers came,
no one would be able to
close
tell
the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Blended into the wall. It's like gold to a child.
Yeah. But anyway, I admired your meticulousness, and I could have used some of that.
I was jealous of most everything you owned, but I would say, like, I always...
Really?
I never knew what music to listen to. You just that weird thing where I have the same thing where I'm like, I can't really tell what to wear, like, what's fashionable, and I can't really tell what music really? Is good, but I remember, like, I would, like, take notes of, like, what music you were listening to, and then I would decide I liked it, too. And then also any, like, new toy or, like, item or, like, brand or, like, label, I'd be like, I'm going to remember that, and then I'm going to get everything from there. Because I had, like, no sense of what was good. And then also dance. I remember, like, I didn't know how to dance. And you were like, hey, we should dance to this song. And I was like, yes, we should. And then I was, like, watching what you were doing. And I'm like, I will practice later tonight when I'm at home. And I also liked your breakfasts at your house better. And I was like,
really? I loved your breakfast.
Really?
So, yeah, my dad
said that. My mom will hear this.
Well, no, but you know, it's always like that thing where you get like, because I think we both had pretty great breakfast.
We totally did.
Your dad made really amazing crepes.
That's true.
Those Roll great crepes, yes. With the lemon and the sugar.
Yes.
And then my dad made like fluffy pancakes.
I know.
They were like kind of classic ridiculous. American pancakes.
And it was always like perfect butter and like
maple
just
syrup.
Everything. Yeah. And it was like
makes me
and
Lyle's eat that
golden
right.
syrup. Oh,
Lyle's golden syrup is the best syrup.
It's so good.
It is the best syrup. I mean, I like maple syrup, but Lyle's golden syrup, like
so delicious.
Is a whole special thing. But you know, my dad spent so much time like perfecting his pancake recipe. He would whip the egg whites separately and fold them in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell.
Yeah. Well, your dad made amazing crepes. So.
He still makes them. In fact,
ugh,
I will request some. I know. I'm like, let's go eat breakfast. If you could make one dream or something fictional from childhood come true, what would it be? And not counting Santa, because we all know Santa is real.
Yes, so. That's right. Let's see. We had all those fun games we would all play. Remember Crimson Adventure? Yeah. We had a pretty creative so group of kids in our class.
I mean, know.
That was so fun. Remember
it was so
in Catalina playing
fun.
Crimson Avenger?
Oh my God, I know. I feel like it was like also titillating in like a romantic way where it was like, oh my goodness, there are boys running around here too. Like I remember being like,
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what the plot of the game
was either.
Or what we were doing. I just remember like running around and like jumping on rocks. Like it was like Lord of the Rings, but like it was kind of like a early, probably early LARPing.
We invented it.
Sorry, guys. We invented it.
I feel like I liked our whenever we were somehow gonna buy a house or like be grown ups somewhere outside.
I remember somebody in our class, I don't remember who it was, saying a house costs $100. And I remember you and I were like, no, it costs at least $1,000.
Well, we were right.
So it does cost at least $1,000.
At least $1,000. I'm gonna confirm that we were right. I'm totally not gonna cry, I promise. I would like to tell you how much I appreciate and celebrate you as a bestie because you mean so much to me and our friendship is very special to me and you inspire me and amaze me every day. And I think just being around you, you inspire a lot of people, like, and not even being around you, but I notice it just in your presence, like, just the fact that you're so yourself and you're so authentic, you really, like, allow other people to be themselves. And, like,
I'm going to cry.
I am too. I'm going to keep talking. So I'm looking at the other side of the room. But I, like, remember it so distinctly, like, just y'all burst into dance or, like, and then everybody's like, oh, I'm allowed to do that. And I'm allowed to, like, act silly and have fun. And, like, it just unlocked so much in, like, my personality and, like, who I am. And I'm, like, I feel like I try and carry that over to as many people as I can just by living as myself as much as possible. But it very much in my life started with you. And like,
oh, that's and so nice.
You're amazing. And I'm stoked to be grown-ups together.
You're amazing. And I'm so lucky to have you. And I'm so lucky that, you know, we've had such a wonderful long friendship.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Zoe. I love you.
Love you too.
And anybody that's listening, if you want to hear more, please contact me on teaspoonofhappy.com or check me out on Hello Giggles. This is just Zoe's site. Excited for that too. And smile.